Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei's wife Cami Clark courted Jeffrey Epstein to invest in her porn company. By Lucas Nolan on August 14, 2026. Cami Clark, the secretive wife of Anthropic chief executive Dario Amodei, maintains a minimal public profile while serving as a key advisor to the AI leader. Scrutiny of Clark's history has revealed she sought investment in her revolutionary porn company from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein years after his jail sentence. The Wall Street Journal reports that Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei's wife, Cami Clark, does not work at the AI startup, but her presence around the company and its chief executive is a regular feature of Amodei's public life. She is often seen sitting in the front row while Amodei speaks at events such as the World Economic Forum in Davos. She can also be found talking with investors at gatherings such as the Allen & Company Conference in Sun Valley, the billionaire summer camp that draws major figures from technology and media. According to people close to the company, Clark acts as a sounding board and strategic advisor for Amodei. Her role extends back to Anthropic's earliest days. She brought the company a key early investor, Democrat megadonor Eric Schmidt, whom she had dated. As Anthropic was getting off the ground in early 2021, some of the people said. That early connection proved significant for the startup. Anthropic, founded by Amodei and other former OpenAI staffers, has grown into one of the most prominent AI companies in the world, known for its Claude family of AI models. The company is now approaching a potential IPO that could top trillions of dollars in value, a figure that would place it among the most valuable companies ever to go public. Clark's own history includes an unusual chapter. She started what she called a revolutionary porn company, a venture for which she sought investment from Jeffrey Epstein, the disgraced financier and convicted sex offender. The effort to raise money from Epstein occurred years after he served a prison sentence for his sex crimes, so claims of ignorance will not hold water. Despite her influence at Anthropic and her proximity to one of the most watched executives in the technology industry, there are scant details about Clark available online. Efforts have been made to remove references to her from the internet, according to a Wall Street Journal analysis and a person familiar with the matter. Even Claude, Anthropic's own AI chatbot, appears to have little information about her. Claude's ignorance about a prominent figure within Anthropic, the company behind the AI model, is particularly concerning. When AI models are trained to have no information about prominent figures in their company, or are instructed to generate woke fantasies like a female Indian pope as Google's Gemini AI did in 2024, it demonstrates the true power of AI companies to shape reality by withholding information. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Hall writes that AI is not just technology, it is political power. In the hands of Silicon Valley leftists, AI may refuse to provide information on prominent conservatives like Donald Trump and Andrew Breitbart, not just the wife of the CEO. Equals read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.